And it was not a good weekend for the Baltimore Ravens. Just a few days now from starting training camp 2014, yet another player was arrested. The fifth one of this tumultuous 2014 offseason off the field, Jimmy Smith, a standout cornerback for the team, gets arrested at the Green Turtle in Towson. And if you read the report, which I have in my hand right now, it does not look good for Jimmy. And joining us right now, Aaron Wilson, Ravens reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the program. Well, here's what Jimmy says to the officers, according to the report, in the hallway of the Green Turtle outside the bathroom. Smith is reported to have said to one of the officers, "What the blank are you going to do? Blank you, what the blank are you going to do?"
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the allegations for the police. A very detailed police report, and they respond to the Green Turtle. They were concerned about a potential overdose, and Jimmy Smith's side is that he was assisting the woman and participated in a photo shoot with her earlier in the day. She's a freelance photographer. And the police said that he was in the way. It was a hindrance, and obviously from the what they related, they believe he was disrespectful. So he'll have his day in court. I don't think legally that he's going to have really anything more than a slap on the wrist from this kind of thing. I think it's very easily resolved. And the NFL is not going to punish him. It's just more bad publicity than anything else. I don't think that he's going to face any real ramifications from this, though.
I agree with you on all of those things. By the way, he also replied to an officer, according to the report, allegedly, "I'm Jimmy Smith. I play for the Ravens." You never want to be caught saying those types of things, I think. It just looks bad, if nothing else.
It looks like he's name-dropping. I guess you could have the perception that perhaps he was trying to,
intimidate
him. Special treatment,
yeah.
Perhaps. Yeah, I think... we haven't heard from Jimmy on this one. The team is they're gathering information. They have all the information. They're investigating Jimmy in the process of getting representation.
Aaron, we're having you on a tough line right now. Let's try and call you back and see if we can get you on a better line right now.
I can move, and it'll probably sound a little bit better.
Oh, you sound better right now.
Okay, great.
All right, great.
He's in the process of having a very good local representation, and, I just don't think it's going to want to be a big deal. The only problem is, it's the fifth arrest of the offseason, and at some point guys have to start saying, okay, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be in, the doghouse with John Harbaugh. I don't want to, be in this kind of scrutiny. I don't want my good name, affected this way. And Jimmy's someone that, did some admittedly immature things in college, some underage drinking, third-degree assault, and has acknowledged, at least one failed drug test. And he'd stayed out of trouble since he's in the NFL. He'd really behaved very well, and this just seems like a really immature way to handle the situation. It could have been. I spoke to the police very late at night, early Sunday morning. We're on the phone at 1:30, 2 a.m., almost 3 a.m. having a conversation about this. When I talked to the people at the precinct, they said he was cooperative with them once he's in cuffs and realized, the ramifications of it. But, they said this could have so easily been avoided, and they ideally would not want to, really have to bother to arrest him. They've got other things they feel like they would rather deal with than something like this. But, it just got to a point between him and the officer where they felt like they had no choice.
Plus, so, the police were dealing with what they believe was a health issue.
Yes, that's a big red flag for them when somebody is potentially in danger and the medics are on the scene. And, this is a woman that the general manager of the restaurant thought was overdosing, and she's, throwing up into a sink, and Jimmy's there helping her. But then, they search her purse. They're going to test a white powdery substance they believe to be cocaine to see if it is. She hasn't been charged yet with a crime. She is obviously under scrutiny of the police at this point. They sent that to the lab, and if they find that to be cocaine, and she'll likely be charged with possession of a Schedule II dangerous substance. So, it's an interesting association, too, to say the least, So, whether he knew what's in the purse or not or anything, we don't know, and that's not in the report. And the police did tell me they didn't think he was intoxicated in any way. But so, it wasn't a case of, being drunk, apparently, or any, under the influence of anything. But, it's just kind of a bad look for him and, for the organization, because No, the majority of the guys, they're not getting in trouble. You've got 90 players on the roster, but you've got, you know, 85 of them haven't been arrested. You've got five of them have been this offseason.
Yeah, varying degrees of that. Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun is with us here on BAL, and it goes back to the embarrassment for the organization, something John Harbaugh spoke very sternly about last OTA, Aaron. That was as stern as I've ever heard John Harbaugh really about anything, almost passionate about what he expects of his players off the field. We know Steve Bisciotti was not happy with these offseason arrests, and they're a couple of days away from training camp, and here's one more. How are they going to handle this?
I think they'll address it in a team meeting, and I think that they'll probably email some people, they'll probably talk to people, and I think they'll, you know, make it very clear they're not going to tolerate it. The problem is this, and I don't want to be too cynical. You can't really punish these guys. There's
right.
not much you can do. You can fine them for conduct detrimental. That's about it. They're not going to suspend someone. They're not going to do anything. The NFL is not going to punish them. So at some point you have to make these guys, you know, get your message through. And I think there were a couple opportunities when they could have made an example of someone. I think even though Deontay Thompson eventually, you know, did win his case, you know, his timing, you know, right after Ray Rice is arrested, he gets arrested. I thought he was a chance because he's not a lock to make the team. And, you know, they tend to, you know, and I think to their credit sometimes, just let the due process play out because, you know, there's always two sides to a story.
Sure.
But at some point, you're not valuable to the team anymore, and they move on. And, you know, ultimately this is about wins and losses. This isn't high school or college football. It's not about, you know, having, a bunch of Boy Scouts.
And a high moral standard. Yeah, I get it.
But what they asked this football, you know, team to do, they asked them to win. And if you're eligible, you're out of jail, you're not suspended, then you can still help this team do that. And in most cases, you're going to be on the field. And that's true for all the NFL teams. I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone. I'm just saying that's the reality of it. It's not about having the most outstanding role models you can possibly have in every instance. It's about having the best football player. And Jimmy Smith is one of their best football players. So there's not much you can do to him. And I think it would be, you know, foolish, you know, for them to say, okay, well, we don't want him on a long-term deal because of this. No, I don't think that that's the case. I think they'll still want him to play cornerback for them for a long time. But it is the kind of thing that they probably have to address with him, have a talk with him. One thing I know about Jimmy, and just getting to know him since he's before he joined the team and since he's been on the team, he's a very, very plain-spoken guy. He's not very politically correct, and he's a very nice guy if you get to know him. He's just one of these guys, he just kind of shoots from the hip. He says what's on his mind, and he's not going to sugarcoat it. So if he's mad, you know he's mad. If he's in a good mood, he's in a great mood, and he's not one of these guys that's going to be phony in really any situation. What he lacked in this case is just common sense. There's a way to – you can be upset with the officer. You could not agree with them, but he could have avoided it just by, you know, really just stepping aside and biting his – tongue if he didn't, you know, if he had something he wanted to say. There's probably a better way he could have said it, obviously. So, you know, he has himself, he's going to look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm the reason this happened. I could have avoided it and be accountable. But, you know, that's on him, whether he will or not. But I can say he's been here enough years where he didn't get into trouble that I'm not that worried about him being, you know, a guy that's chronically going to be in trouble because he's shown that he has the capability to stay out of trouble, and he did it for a few years, and then he had an incident. So, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world, but, you know, you put it all into context. You've got one really serious incident, Ray Rice, where a guy's, you know, likely being suspended, and then you've got a bunch of other ones, a bunch of misdemeanors that individually they're not the end of the world. They're not the worst thing ever, but you put it all together and it looks bad. Five arrests, I mean, that's way too many.
Yeah, I think the rest of the league has 14 combined
yep.
this offseason. And that was the headline on SportsCenter today with a big Ravens logo attached to it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. When you have this kind of situation, you take your lumps for it because, you know, that's the court of public opinion, and you earn the bad publicity. You just like, you know, when you win a game or you do something good, you get attention for that. You do something bad, you get attention for that too. That's what goes with being in this high-profile kind of stage that the Ravens and the other NFL players are in.
One last thing here, Aaron. When are we going to hear from the NFL on Ray Rice? This is ridiculous how long this is taking.
I don't know that it's ridiculous. I know everyone's impatient about it, and I understand why. But this is the typical NFL process when you see something adjudicated like his was, and then, you know, it takes a while, and you've got summer, you got vacations. you also have a public relations aspect to this. The NFL, I don't think their intention is going to be to hide this thing on a Friday, not that it would anyway. The news cycle is 24/7. So to think, oh, well, if they announce it at this time, less people are paying attention, it's less bad pub. If they do suspend him for a lengthy amount of time, they're going to want attention for that, where every reporter's back from vacation and everybody's back covering camp. And, yeah, would it surprise me if it's this week? No, it sure wouldn't. And I could see it being next week or right in the middle of camp. I expect, at the very latest, them to know before the first preseason game. I don't think this affects anything other than you have to – they're not going to go sign more running backs or anything like that or trade for somebody. They're just going to have to know, okay, well, he's out for these games and we're going to have to get prepared to have a committee approach and Bernard Pierce starts and this is how we'll do it. But they're already – they kind of already know that, just knowing the amount of games and having it out of the way. Everybody would like that. But, yeah, I don't think it's that strange when you think about the league office – vacations and how Roger Goodell normally does these sort of things, and it could be any day, but I think it's going to be between now and at the latest before they play the San Francisco 49ers, and yeah, I think they'll know something. And would it shock me if it's on a Friday at 4 o'clock or something like that? No, because they do that. You've seen these drug suspensions that keep leaking out every Friday, and the NFL leaks it to their house organ on their website, and then 10 minutes later, there's the email from the league, from a league spokesman, and the email is going to say, Ray Rice is suspended for this many games, and I expect anywhere between 2 and 4 to be the punishment. But, yeah, I think, Brad, when you look at this thing, you know, it's predictable, you know, kind of what's going to happen and how it'll happen, and
yeah.
It's just a matter of when does it happen. That's what everybody's waiting on. But, yeah, I don't think they're being treated you know, inordinately unfairly or anything. I think this is just kind of the way the league works. And you can think of other instances where a player had to wait a very long time to be punished. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to rush the NFL, you know. You get Roger Goodell.
And he's very
in that
powerful.
Kind of mood. Yeah, I mean, you can appeal, but you're appealing to him. So,
right.
Yeah, so it's really pointless, and especially at the personal conduct policy. You're talking about the substance abuse policy, totally different thing, performance-enhancing drugs. There's a little more leeway in terms of fighting these sort of things. It's his opinion. It's very subjective. We've seen him reduce suspensions before, too. In his case, I don't see how he'd have the time to fight for a reduction, because if you look at Ben Roethlisberger, remember, he had some guidelines he had to go by to get his down from 6 to 4. So in my opinion, whatever suspension he does levy, I think that's going to be the amount of games he serves.
Aaron Wilson, Ravens reporter for the Baltimore Sun and so much more. Aaron, thank you so much for your time tonight.
All right, great talking to you.
That's Aaron Wilson. We'll come back with more next.